I want everybody to take a time out so that I can regain control of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
What we are deciding here now is Nicole had some comments about abbreviating the meeting by one day. That's what this discussion was about. It went down a road here about what hotel. There is no motion on the floor to abbreviate the meeting by one evening, bringing people in on Friday. I have not heard a motion to that effect, and if I don't, I'm going to move on.
I'm sorry, what's the motion?
There isn't a motion. I have a related motion.
What is it, Bob?
I would move that we amend the agenda to immediately move to the question of the anti-racism training, which is totally tied to the question of whether we come in on Friday or not. Friday morning.
Of course it is.
There's no motion there, Bob.
There is a motion coming from both the coordinating committee and the committee to investigate, and that
yes,
we put it on the agenda, but it's 20 minutes until our adjournment time.
Right.
I think we should deal with this right away before we lose the moment.
There's a motion on the floor.
What is the motion, please?
Bob?
The motion is to amend the agenda to immediately go to that agenda item now.
I second
it.
Nobody's going to talk until I call on you. That's how this goes.
I second Bob's motion.
Okay, I heard the second. Is there discussion on the motion? Bob, do you want to motivate? We don't actually have to.
Just
moving
did.
The agenda.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You did. Okay. Is there further discussion on the motion?
What's the motion?
The motion is that we immediately move the proposal for the anti-racism training to the next item to be discussed so that we could return then to the logistics around Houston.
Was this about yes or no on whether to move the agenda item up?
That's all we're talking about is moving that. Is there any further discussion? I hear no further discussion. Is there any objection to moving that item up on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Let me call the question then.
Well,
is there any other objection? We'll have to take a roll call once she objects.
Point of order.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take a roll call. We've often, and it's perfectly legal, you ask if there's any other objection. If not, then the one person who objected is recorded in the minutes as having objected.
All right. Is there
I would like to... Sherry?
Yes, Wendy.
Can I just motivate my objection?
Well,
No.
Point
no.
of information?
Yes?
I thought that you, if we already had the one objection, then... What Bob said, are we going to follow that? That's what has been the case.
Well, if you wouldn't interrupt me, then I could ask the question. So, in addition to Wendy's objection to moving that item up on the agenda, is there any other member or members of the PNB who object to it? Okay.
Point of order.
What?
You should ask the member what the objection is, so then the rest of the board can be deciding whether to approve the objection or not.
Wendy, you have 30 seconds.
The reason that I'm having a problem with this is because we had a hotel. I didn't like the idea of it being a couple of miles out of town, but we had a hotel that was going to give us $42 a night rooms. Now we're having another hotel who I don't think is going to do that. I'm very concerned about the finances, as we've been talking about all night. So I'm just wondering how we can talk about that before we can talk about... you know, how much this meeting is going to cost in the first place. So that's my objection.
Okay. All right. So then we're going to go to the next item on the agenda now. Does anybody, after hearing Wendy's remarks, want to change their silence to a affirmative objection?
Oh.
Okay.
A point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
There was an article somewhere in the Houston area that talked about some hotels having bed bugs.
Well, that's the one we want to go to, sir.
Okay.
Right.
It's point of information, it's
right. Yeah, I know.
You know what? We're going to show you the best time you've ever had at a PMB meeting when you come to Houston.
You guys, let's move along, please.
We always do.
Wendy, I appreciate your comments so much that if there's one more of them, I'm going to ask you to mute your mic. One more interruption. Okay, now we're on, we've moved this up. So, Lisa.
Okay, and the coordinated committee, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because they did pass a motion in support of having anti-racism training at the April in-person meeting, and that was something that the outgoing board and the anti-racism and sexism committee we had agreed to as well. And I'm going to be very brief. We've been looking into various organizations that can conduct the training, and I'm glad to say that as a result of our research, we're also starting to develop, I think, a list, which I hope will continue, of various organizations that are available and that are out there. We initially presented two, and we felt that we wanted to at least feel good. We didn't want the committee to make the decision itself because it's such a small group, so we wanted to present both of them, and we felt good about the both that we presented so that whichever one the group chose would have been okay with us. However, the People's Institute, they are not available that week, and I mean, they are highly recommended. We've used them before, and I do plan to, just publish a little bit of a report, so just so people can have that for their own information about what's out there. But another group that was highly recommended and that we agreed, we felt good about recommending was, I'm going to probably botch the name up.
Center for the Healing of Racism.
So right, right. And so Evelyn has worked with them, and she can tell you more about that, and I will defer to her. But we need to just get the permission to be able to go on and to say yes, so that way we can set it up. And I will say that we had decided, because this has worked best in the past, that Fridays are the best time to have trainings and discussions or workshops sometimes, and we would not want to forego Friday. And we had proposed that the anti-racism training be 5 hours, starting from 1 to about 6 o'clock. When we've had these sessions before in the past, it's worked like that, you know, when we did it very similar to that. So I will now defer to Evelyn, who can tell you a little bit more about the group. And you've been working on getting arrangements from them, correct? So I'll defer to you now.
Okay. I'm going to be really brief with this. The Center for the Healing of Racism conducted the workshop with KPFC, and we did a 2-day workshop with them on healing racism. Hold on just a second. And the workshop was 2 days. It was very intensive. They did an excellent job. When I sent them the information about the PMB workshop and the length of time, it's really difficult for them to, for either group that we talked to really cut down to a half a day. But knowing us, I knew we could not give them 2 days or a day. So they have submitted a proposal for $750 to conduct the workshop for half a day. They said at a minimum 5 hours, and in order for it to really be beneficial. And it's basically not called anti-racism because it deals with how to heal the effects of racism, both for the giver and the receiver. And so what we're hoping is that we can get an approval to move forward, because the dates, they are, both groups were extremely busy. And we are really asking them to hold the date for us. And so that's where we are. We also sent you the link so that you could look at their website prior to this meeting. It was sent out earlier this week, probably a couple of times. And the participants from KPFT really felt that they benefited a great deal. There were 30 to 35 participants for both days. And it included staff as well as LSD, paid and unpaid staff, as well as management and the LSB. And it was very well received, even though people were in the beginning were very hesitant. The results at the end, people said they felt they had really benefited. They found out things about themselves they didn't know or had not acknowledged. And I think that we built better relationships because of the workshop, and we've seen the effects of it in the working relationships within KPFT. So I feel very strongly that they will do a very good job for us if we allow them to. And I'm hoping that we will commit to do this. I also feel that Friday is better because by Sunday people are trying to get out, to get back. And even though we may be at the meeting, people are, you know, just kind of really rushing through to get to the end. People are also tired, and depending on what has occurred on Friday and Saturday, may be on a short switch. And so Friday, people are fresh and maybe more receptive to dealing with some of the very difficult issues that are dealt with in the workshop. So I would ask you to consider Friday over any other day.
Right, and just one other thing I want to add on briefly. We have not thoroughly thought all this out just yet in terms of how, but it was recommended that the theme of this training be unity and diversity, you know, how to promote it. So we'll you know, come up with something to in terms of how to work that in there. And I also just want to conclude, and I know we can't, we might not be able to have the time to do this at the next in-person meeting, but I know that we have brought forward, not when I say we, the PNB, has passed several motions pertaining to initiatives about racism and diversity ultimately, and we still need to have a conversation in terms of how we're moving those initiatives along and the certain things that we need to do, the certain hurdles that we might be encountering. And so I would just like to remind us that we still need to have that conversation, and not just pertaining to issues of racism and sexism, but also other initiatives. Many times we pass motions, and we say, okay, let's do it, and we need to come back and revisit what's going on with them and how we can make the committee work better and more efficient for all the committees, more efficient. But anyway, we would like for the PNB to pass a motion that would support the training that Evelyn has put forward, that proposal, and to have it for Friday from 1 to 6 for 5 hours.
Right. And I would like to say also one other brief thing. After our workshop, Dwayne felt good enough about this group that he actually used them for another issue within the station that came up after our workshop. And on short notice, they came immediately and assisted with dealing with a very critical issue. And they have done other work with KPFT and with Pacifica, so they're very familiar with us.
I have a question.
Doc, this is Nicole. Can I ask
yes.
a question?
Sure.
What are your thoughts about, do you think people would be up after the training and then we break bread, have a meal, to maybe would it be too much to think in terms of then maybe convening people again for an hour just to set a stage around, like, broadcasting?
Oh, I think they would be fine.
Okay, cool, because in trying to think of the flow, I'd like to just be able to grab a little bit of time to do the kind of macro presentation that I did to staff. That I think helped frame our further discussions about Pacific.
Well, you know, we have worked a lot later than 6 o'clock in meetings,
okay.
And
right.
So I don't see that as being a problem.
I have a question. Am I on mute?
No,
no
we
no.
hear you.
Can hear you.
No.
Okay. Well, great. Is this workshop limited to issues of race, and it will not address people's awareness also of sexism or other ethnicities? Or
one of the things that we find is that, and I will address this, and I understand what you're saying because we had this come up with KPFT. At KPFT, what we've done is broken the isms into four categories that we're going to deal with over the year. And one of the things that the Institute suggests is that you really focus on dealing with a specific topic, one topic at a time, even though a lot of times you feel like they're connected and we should take them all on. It really helps you to get at the issue at hand if you don't get diverted with people going from jumping from one issue to the other and really dealing with that particular issue. These trainings, the PNB agreed that these trainings would be ongoing, not just a one-time deal. And the committee is hoping that we will take these issues when we have an in-person meeting, or even, you know, looking at things that we can do electronically in dealing with some of the issues of sexism, racism, homophobia, all kinds of things that have filtered into our environment within Pacifica. And so we have addressed that, but the thought is that we deal with racism.
Okay. And then I have two corollary questions to that. In terms of racism, I hope the paradigm includes everybody, so that the paradigm, you know, is Asian and Latino and white and black and brown, et cetera. And then you mentioned something which I'm also curious about, how the training would be directed. Is it going to be to the board members? Is it limited to the board exploring just the members' relationship to each other, or does the training focus on foundational issues as well?
It focuses on the environment in which we live.
Right.
And it's for board members.
Right.
You can take it and put it into any environment that you exist in.
Exactly. And if I'm not mistaken, I think with prior meetings, I think that some of the staff who were participating in the PNB meetings were allowed to participate. I think that there's also something that we have to take into consideration when we plan the training is the size, and because they would conduct the training and perhaps the price according to the various sizes. But again, this is most of these people have said, I mean, all these organizations have even said that even 6 hours, I mean, 5 hours is not really time enough to do the kind of intensive training that you really need. And even 1 week, and when you think about it, when we look at all the layers upon layers of complexities that we have in terms of dealing with issues of racism. But, these trainings, I have noticed that they will challenge paradigms. And we are very aware that we're always looking, as Evelyn said, for how this can become ongoing. I mean, we know there are issues of racism, issues with...
I'd like to make a point more. It's 11:58.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
yeah, that's enough.
So.
Okay.
Chris, Marv,
so
I want to...
That's a start. What we
okay, Marv, it's going to be the last comment.
Yeah, I have a question. I think that... appreciate the work of the committee, and I'm really glad to hear about the success that this group had in Houston, because my experience with these racism trainings is that I really don't think a whole lot of them, because the ones that I've participated in really didn't come to much. And people kind of have the feeling, well, I've been through the racism training and therefore I've kind of dealt with racism. And I frankly think that a lot of the ways of dealing with racism is in the practical work that we're able to do, as opposed to you have a training and then what? And I know that there's a whole industry of, you know, people who go around doing these trainings, et cetera, and more power to the degree that this particular group has had some success. And Evelyn, from what you're saying, you have seen some practical results. That
yes.
is very encouraging. The other concern that I have about it, I mean, at KPFK, we have got like a sexual harassment training that we have to do like every year. I mean, we're supposed to do now like every year. And with the turnover of the Pacifica National Board, I mean, we have new members that are coming on just about every year. There's a new board elected every year. I know that some members have been on, you know, from the beginning, but that's not true for most of us. So I'm wondering, you know, how we're looking at this in the long term. I mean, we have a training with this particular board, and then we hopefully will have a training on sexism and homophobia and the rest of it. And then we're on to a new board and we're back to square one. And I'm wondering if, you know, we should be looking at having trainings at the stations that will involve the staff, will involve the LSB, you know, will involve everybody that has that kind longevity impact.
Well, if you remember, Margaret, the direction from the PMB was that the LSBs also, as well as management, also do these trainings. KPFT has been in the forefront, as well as your station, in beginning that process. That is supposed to be ongoing, and we're doing it at all levels, PNB, the LSB, staff, management, and because there is some bleed over, but sometimes people get left out when you only do it at one level.
Right,
so
and when
the direction from the PNB was for the LSBs to also initiate those trainings and that they
okay,
be part
guys.
Of strategic planning.
Hello, everybody. It's 9:02. I'm going to ask that we end the discussion and vote if this requires a vote. Thanks. Okay. So is there any objection to the proposed anti-racism training narrated and introduced by Lisa to be conducted at the Houston meeting on the afternoon of Friday? Friday, beginning at what time?
1 o'clock.
Pardon me?
1 o'clock. This is Wendy.
Yes?
Well, I've been trying to get on the stack, but I was on mute like a good girl.
Yeah, you were a good girl. So go ahead, Wendy.
Well, all I'm going to say is that when it was brought to the coordinating committee, we were talking about $3,000 to $5,000. I'm very happy to hear that Houston has again stepped up to the plate and tailored their presentation to what we can do there. $750 is very affordable. However, it comes with a cost of time and a whole other night to the PMB, and which means, you know, $5,000 or $6,000. Just, well, I don't know what it means. We don't have a financial impact statement, which is another big deal. I proposed an amendment at the time to say if financially feasible, and people at the coordinating committee voted against that. They didn't care how much it cost. Oh, there was another way to look at it, that every thing that comes before the PMB has to have a financial impact statement. Usually that means that it goes to the finance committee. I get it that now this committee has come up with the $750 thing on their own. And I'm going to tell you that I've been through four different anti-racism trainings. This one by this group, I'm sorry, I'm not coming up with the exact name, but they are excellent. They are fantastic. However, I'm just going to say that we've been having a big conversation tonight over every little dollar, and I think we need to look at that. You know, how many times can we go on training ourselves when we have this amazing megaphone of five signals in the most influential markets in the country? And that's where I think we should be doing our anti-racism training, on the radio, not training ourselves. So I think that that we have to consider our time, and I just worry about spending all the time reorienting ourselves when we should be reorienting the world.
Mary Bird,
we're not
may I ask?
Let's just vote.
A point of information.
I call the question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Question has been called. Is there objection to calling a question?
No.
Okay. Is there objection to the training as proposed?
This is Wendy. I just want to say, what is our financial impact statement?
Top.
Okay. Well, that's a very good point, Wendy. We do need a financial impact statement.
Wait, this is Jack. I really object. The committee to investigate has been very diligent, and they've done their work in a short period of time, and they've brought us a financial impact statement, and
thank
it's a
you.
Very favorable one. And I talked to Evelyn this afternoon, and I was very happy. I found it like a great package. So, I mean, they've done their job, and the issue of whether to stay an extra night was not a question until we started, you know, playing with the idea of eliminating one night. So I think they've done their job, and I really think that it's a mistake to criticize their work and say they haven't brought us a financial impact statement. It's really
so
outrageous.
It's $750,
Jack.
Wait. Okay. So anybody else wants to comment?
Well, I thought you called a question.
I did call
yes,
a question.
Yeah,
all right.
So
you want to call?
Part of the question,
yes.
Margaret?
Yes.
I'm not trying to hold the process up, but what was the financial impact of the cost of it totally?
$750.
Well, I mean, I think that we should understand that part of what Nicole had said was that depending on the placement of this, we may or may not be able to eliminate one night. If it starts at 1 o'clock, it's possible to eliminate a night, but assuming that that's not possible, there would be an additional night's expenses.
Oh.
If the board, and that's contingent on a lot of ifs, that is something that people can keep in their mind when they vote on this.
Excuse me, point of information?
Yes.
Whenever we've had these P&D meetings, they've always been three nights, and nobody said anything to us prior to about taking away one night. They've always been three nights, and we did it based on that. And I think whether or not we were having this training or not, I would not be for, you know, it's one thing if we take away a meeting, and I understand the financial crisis, but, you know, to come to, I think we need the 3 days no matter what, you know, I mean, so I'm
okay,
that, I
that's
support,
a different, I mean, I think,
but I'm just saying, but I don't want it to be, it should not be framed in terms of how we did work, because nobody had said anything to us prior. We heard nothing about cutting out another night.
Completely right. You don't have to take offense that it was an
no, but I'm just saying, I just want to be clear about that.
Okay, and I want to be clear.
This was completely new to us, this possibility.
Okay. Anybody else want to comment before we call the roll?
This is Bob, very briefly.
Yes?
I just want to point out that for more than a year, I think perhaps a year and a half, we've been having three-day meetings, and we have a new executive director who I certainly hope we can maximize the amount of time we spend with her, especially if it turns out we end up canceling one of our later in-person meetings this year. So I just think the idea of, at this moment, deviating from a three-day meeting does not make any sense at all, and it's never come up until just a few minutes ago. So,
well, it came up about an hour ago in this meeting, but we're voting
right
on Lisa's motion.
Okay.
Right,
so
but that's by way of saying why it's not appropriate to say it needs a financial impact statement, because the normal impact would have been nil other than the 750, because there normally would be a three-day meeting anyway.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Yes, Carolyn.
Is there anything else going on Friday that would necessitate a Thursday night hotel stay besides this?
Well, we haven't done the agenda yet.
Yeah, we've done the agenda.
Okay.
So, in fact, the impact statement should include the third night, because usually, you know, it's late Friday night.
Okay. Okay. So, any other comments?
Yes, this is Grace Aaron.
Yes.
You know, really, it would behoove us to get this ironed out very rapidly, because as the days go by, the airfare increases.
Thank you.
Okay.
How's the hotel being able to get that? Yeah, so we need to do this tonight.
Okay. So I'm going to call, the question has been called on the proposal of the anti-racism subcommittee, the task force. And Mary, would you call the roll on this? Hello?
Mary?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Grace Aaron?
Okay, yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes, to approving it.
Evelyn Bassoon?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
Pass.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Mike Martin? Did you speak? I didn't hear you. Margaret Prescott? Margaret Prescott. Sarah Brandawan? George Ryder?
Yeah, Mark.
Okay. Margaret?
All right, just in shock, I found out this phone call is costing me $2 a minute.
Okay, Margaret, are you voting? Can you...
Just come back to me. I'm totally freaked out.
All right, all right. You'll be back. Okay, Sarah Brandawan? George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
I love it, but no.
Excuse me, Bonnie Simmons?
Pass.
Lori Taguma? Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
I would know.
Yoshi Yamanaka?
Yes.
Now, let's see. Carolyn Burden?
I'll vote no.
Votes no. And,
Mike Martin.
Mike Martin?
Mike might be gone.
I guess. Well, I don't hear him. Margaret Prescott?
Margaret's fainting.
Well, she was, maybe. Well, I'll try for Sarv Randhawa again. Sarv?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, let's see, Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Okay. And Lori Taguma?
You call,
Lori Taguma? Are you hearing, am I hearing you, Laura? Lori?
Margaret there.
Okay, Margaret.
Cool. Huh? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, are you voting, Margaret?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I guess that's it all has. I can get. Okay.
Thank you.
14, yes.
Okay. The
we
motion
know.
Passes. There's a motion to adjourn, and we are
second.
Oh, I move to amend.
Amend what?
Amend what?
Sherry?
Yes.
I move to amend to adjourn to another date to continue this meeting as a teleconference before the in-person meeting. The date to be determined by the chair after consulting the board.
For what?
I don't think you can amend a motion to adjourn.
Yes, you can.
It locks you into a bunch of things. For what, Bob?
For the rest of the agenda that we didn't get to tonight. There's quite a few items we didn't have time to discuss. And if we throw them all into the in-person meeting, we're going to load ourselves up against getting our work done.
Second.
And anybody who wants to send me a care package, it'll be appreciated.
Margaret, I'm going to do a fundraiser for you.
I heard a motion to adjourn before I heard a motion.
This is by a phone.
Okay.
I'll you a landline.
George?
Oh, I have a point of order.
We've
gone beyond time. So
I know.
First of all, if we're going to do with all these, this debate, we have to extend time. But really, I think we just need another meeting.
Okay. Do I do... Bob's motion first to amend your motion.
I'm sorry, but I heard a motion to adjourn before.
Non-debatable, non-amendable.
It is.
Bob and George.
A motion.
I don't know the answer.
A motion to adjourn can always be amended to make it a motion to adjourn to a continued date.
Bob, can you tell us the page on Robert's Rules that says that?
I'll try to find
Wendy, it's past midnight in New York.
No, look, you're saying it's a point of order. What is it? What's
all right,
the point?
You're going to have to wait about
I will try to find that while you're...
Wait a minute, folks. This is goofy. I'm going to allow Bob's amendment. Bob and anybody who wants to challenge the ruling of the chair, I welcome it. But let's vote on Bob's motion first. Bob moved to amend to another day to complete the agenda. And what's left on the agenda are the reports from the stations, the coordinating committee, director's inspection director's inspection scheduling protocol, recording of executive sessions, and another motion for the unauthorized recording of directors. So that's what's left. It's not a long agenda, but it is left. So without debate, let's just vote on Bob's motion.
What's his motion again? Could you say it again?
To adjourn to another date.
He has to say what the date is.
Would you like?
He said that I would. It would be selected by the chair and circulated in a manner.
Well, then people should vote against it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So now
you're
Mary,
out of order.
People vote as they choose.
It's on page 227, standard description.
What does it say?
The privileged motion to adjourn takes precedence over all motions except the privileged
motion
to fix the time.
Excuse me, the secretary's talking.
Excuse me, the chair has said we're going to see that Bob's motion was in order. So I call the question.
You interrupted the secretary.
Well, I said, but I still call the question.
Point of information.
Okay.
I would like to hear the ruling from Robert's Rules. Thank you.
Mary, would you read it, please, quick? Do you have the answer or not?
The reference I have found says the privileged motion to adjourn. It's on page 227.
What does it say?
Take precedence over all motions except the privilege motion to fix the time to which to adjourn. And it goes on with many other things, but there it is.
So that doesn't,
it says that.
What does that mean?
It means that you can amend it to, it means what Bob said is
okay,
correct.
Right,
hold it, pardon me.
You
Thomas
can amend
Thompson.
The motion to adjourn
Thomas,
in order to
okay,
adjourn
me
another day.
Madam Chair,
yes,
I'm looking in Robert's rules. A motion to adjourn is not amendable.
The time to adjourn
it,
is
well,
the time, not
is,
the date.
It is not amendable. I'm looking at it. It's a privileged motion to adjourn. It lists the different different
okay.
factors.
All right, let's vote on the motion to adjourn.
I just read this.
Call the roll, please.
It is amendable only to set the time for adjournment and other business pending.
Ambrose,
that's what
I'm looking
thank
at
you.
The thing. It says it's not amendable. It's
yeah,
not
I'm
debatable.
Looking at
it
right.
Requires a majority vote. Cannot be
right,
done.
Right.
Must be
done. Thomas, everybody, I don't care. We're going to vote on Bob's motion to adjourn to another date. If it fails, we're just going to adjourn.
I would like to question the motion itself and the fact that the motion is not in order.
Which motion?
The motion to adjourn. The motion to continue is not a motion to adjourn. Bob's motion is a motion to continue. This is not a motion to adjourn.
It's an emotion
only
to adjourn
order,
for another date.
The only order, the only motion in order is a motion to adjourn.
Yes, that's right, true.
Right.
That is true.
That's right.
That,
right.
He actually, that's exactly true. That makes sense too. This is not. I'm really reading it. It says it's not amendable.
All right.
This is Bob.
Yes.
Okay. I now have the page open. Mary was absolutely right that this is. You know, I phrased my language wrong because I hadn't checked the book recently. But what I was doing was precisely a motion to fix the time to which to adjourn, which on page 234 is explained to be the object of the motion to fix the time to which to adjourn is to set the time and sometimes the place for another meeting to continue the business of the session. Okay, so that's the only motion that can take precedence over a straight-up motion to adjourn. So we're
point
in
of
order,
order,
and we can vote on it.
Point of order?
Yes.
I heard, like, four hang-ups. So if somebody puts forth a adjourn motion, a non-amendable motion, and then a bunch of people hung up, can we then amend it later?
I don't know. Once you have a quorum,
I would say we don't. We can't.
Okay.
So,
here's another
I don't want to hear anything else. I want to get off this phone. I want to vote on Bob's. I want to call the question on Bob's motion.
Okay.
Call the question.
Grace Aaron. Mary, are you going to call the roll on this?
I called the question.
Yes.
Okay, well then do it.
Okay. Grace Aaron. I will vote for Grace.
All right.
Vote on Bob's motion to adjourn to a time.
Grace votes yes.
You vote yes? Okay.
No, that was Grace. That wasn't Grace.
Am I hearing Grace?
I'm sorry, Mary. I'll shut up.
Don't get her confused.
Yes. But his amendment did not have anything to do with that time.
I'm just trying to see if people are...
Mary, if you can't call people, I will call the roll.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Back to Grace, Nia Bediaco.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Just one sentence enough, please. Evelyn Bethune.
Yes.
Evelyn Burden.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Burden votes yes.
Yes.
A.C. Bird.
What do you mean, Carolyn voted yes? You mean to accept Bob's motion?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd vote.
Wait, what's the motion
we're
voting on?
Adjourn is not to accept Bob's motion.
Motion to adjourn, period, right?
No.
Mary,
read
the motion and then we can vote.
All right, let's start all over again, please, because I was misled on this.
You know, people would pay attention, Bob.
Bob,
we should videotape this.
Read the motion.
The motion is to ask the chair to fix the time to adjourn this meeting to continue our business.
Okay, great. Start again, Mary, right now.
Okay, I will do it. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Okay.
Stop it!
Look. I would really, I think, a point of personal privilege is that one person should speak because on a phone you cannot hear multiple people saying yes or no.
That is not good.
Grace Aaron. Okay. Then I'll come back to her. Nia Bediaco.
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Absolutely not.
No.
A.C.
Bird.
Yes.
Lisa Davis.
Yes.
Ambrose Lane.
Abstain.
Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Mike Martin.
Mike's not here.
Okay. Margaret Prescott. I'll come back to Margaret. Sarv Randhawa.
Yes.
George Reiter.
No.
Rob Robinson. I'll come back to Rob. Thomas Ruffin.
I pass.
You pass. Wendy Schrill?
Not sure if everyone understands the difference, but adjourned meeting is different. I say no.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma? Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
No.
Yoshi Yamanaka?
No.
Okay, let's see. Margaret? Thomas Ruffin? You passed?
No.
Rob
Robinson? Grace Aaron, I didn't ever hear her. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yes. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no.
I have 9 yeses.
You may be correct. I had to cross out my, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 8.
I have 8.
And
it's the one vote difference.
Plus one.
I have 6 no's, 8 yes, and 1 abstain.
Quickly, Madam Chair, at this time, can I make a point of order?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and I'm going to make this point of order so in the future we don't have this problem, but I'll use this opportunity. Bob was right when he says a motion to adjourn yields to the principal motion to fix the time in which to adjourn. But what that means is that if there was a motion to fix the time in which to adjourn, the motion to adjourn, which takes precedence over all other motions, can't predominate over that and then become the order of the day. So it really couldn't have been amended. I'm just saying that so the next time we don't have this problem. It really wasn't supposed to be amended. But let's move on.
Someone has to write it down, Thomas.
Yes, okay,
Thomas,
but no. Let's move on.
Yeah, we're moving on. The meeting is
adjourned. Page 226
and 227.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Good night. I love you all. Bye.
Bye, team.